We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I ball so hard, m***as wanna find me. First, gotta find me. What's 50 grand to a m***a like me? Can you please remind me? Ball so hard, the craze. Y'all don't know that.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
By the way, that was funny.
What, the Jets video? The 12-year-old breaking down the Jets. Yeah, I'll retweet that. You guys.
Side note, who did you say had no hops?
I think he said, was it Corey Davis? I think he said was the guy.
Corey Davis. Corey Davis has no hops.
There's this great TikTok video I saw on the Levitard Twitter account that I retweeted. I'll retweet it right now so you guys can see it, @Brendan_Tobin, but some 12-year-old on TikTok just breaking down the Jets film, and you can just see all the things. Makes you feel better after the week the Dolphins had. Now, I'm sure there could be a Miami 12-year-old that has these for the Dolphins as well, but it made me feel a little bit better. It's always good to laugh at the Jets. Always good to laugh at the Jets. And it's always good to laugh at the Sixers. You want to check in with WIP this morning?
Yeah, why not?
Let's check in with WIP. This is our sister station. You know, you have the Odyssey app, AUDACY. You have access to all of these great sports radio stations around the country, including ours. You can use the Odyssey app to listen to Tobin and Leroy at any point in today's program. You know, did a little fight talk early on today's show talking about Canelo versus Caleb Plant. Use the rewind feature. Got lots of stuff to get to. Go to Hour 2 or subscribe to the Tobin and Leroy podcast. But the other great thing about it is I can go to other cities and laugh at their sports talk. And so this was after news today of Adrian Wojnarowski, where he says that Ben Simmons is not reporting to Sixers camp, which is next week. Training camps are next week, and is even willing to forego the fines or take on the fines, I should say, and which can total up to $1.3 million before the season starts. Let's check in with our sister station, WIP.
Started the show. How can one city have a man with as much heart as Bryce Harper, who willed that victory last night, Al, and also have a no good loser like Ben Simmons?
It's a
jeez.
Woo.
Now,
wow.
It's funny how they turned that around.
Wow.
On Bryce Harper.
Right.
Because when he first got there, he wasn't that good, and they were calling him a bum. Yep.
But now he's all heart.
Now he's all heart.
Now he's all heart. No good loser.
Willing somebody to win.
Yeah, you can will somebody to win for sure.
No, you can't.
You can't, dude. No. I'm not going to let you do that.
You know how you will somebody to win? You get a damn hit.
Well, he did that.
Okay.
He did that. What
are they paying him for?
Let me see. Well, he gets paid $300 million. I would hope he'd have some will in the contract.
To get hits. So when he does get a hit, are we saying he willed his team to win?
Doesn't the W in war stand for will?
Minus one.
By the way, he willed them to win against the Baltimore Orioles last night.
Right.
In extra innings. The Orioles. Do you want to know how many wins the Orioles have this year, Leroy?
23.
No, that's too low, but not many more. The Orioles this year are 48-103.
Jeez.
The Philadelphia Phillies needed Bryce Harper's will in extras to win. Because of a no good loser like Ben Simmons.
So when a guy goes up there, he wants to not be successful? I don't understand.
Some guys don't care. You know, they check out. You know, it depends.
No.
Nah, it's true. It's true. Like Hanley sometimes, he'd be checked out. He'd be checked out. That's why.
Manny.
What?
Ramirez.
Manny Ramirez, he'd be checked out. He'd be checked out. You know,
yeah, but when they come up to bat, they still want to hit those home runs.
Let's hit the ID here, Marcos, and give you some headlines here for this final hour of the show.
This is The Ticket. WAXY South Miami, WSFS HD2 Miramar, with Tobin and Leroy, The Zaslow Show, and Hawk and Crowder.
The headlines are brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. A texter writes in, I'm rats off Tobin's grill. That's a... You know, I got nervous the other day. I was going to fire up the grill. I was worried a rat would be back in there.
Well, you would think that once the rats see their friend, you know, Crispy, that they say, hey, we probably ought to leave that grill alone. We don't have control over that. That's not a good hiding spot.
Anyway, the guy says
that's like the equivalent to humans hiding behind the chainsaws.
He goes, I'm rats off Tobin's grill at wearing jewelry at the gym. I hate those guys. I'm with you, dude. I'm with you.
I also hate the 145-pound guy flexing. You supposed to have muscles. You weigh 145 pounds.
Shmeethan Shmolnik says Jimmy Butler willed the Heat to 2 wins in the finals, boxed in. I think he's right. He willed them, dude. He willed them.
By scoring points?
But it was his will. Like, don't you remember him hovered over the border there after scoring a basket? Beating the Lakers in game 5, extending the series, valiant effort, no Goron, Bam with one arm, Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, who was 19 at the time. He willed them, dude, and Kelly Olynyk. You got to will it if you have Kelly Olynyk out there. Dude, stinks.
Really? Why does he keep getting paid then?
I don't know. 7-footer. Hits shot. Because he fools you. He fools you. You know, he goes on these torrid runs and nothing.
That's why he's not a starter, though.
Nobody loved going to the Houston Rockets more than Kelly Olynyk. He goes, oh, I get to put up, you know, 20 and 10 every single night. Great. No one else is going to do it.
That's my point, that he is not a starter. He is a guy that's going to come off the bench and give you a heater every now and then. But if he was more consistent, he would be a starter and be paid as such.
Enjoy Detroit, Kelly.
Man, Detroit. I remember when Detroit basketball was, you know.
Hard times.
Was that late 80s, early 90s?
Yep. Hard times for them right now. Anyway, speaking of baseball, your Miami Marlins, they lost to the Nationals last night 7-1. So no bueno there. After, and then you got the pitcher mocking Jazz Chisholm because Jazz Chisholm took him deep too many times, you know, sensitive. So
I'd rather be mocked than have a baseball thrown at me.
By the way, this you want some goosies? I got a couple IG goosies for you.
Dude, you.
What?
Why are you finding all these moments where you could cry?
I'm not crying. There's a different. No,
stop.
Don't do that. No. Just because I got emotional during a very important time during Love Island.
During Love Island.
Yeah, well, it was Love Island. It was Proclamations of Love. I didn't know. It snuck up on me.
I can't believe that you were laying in bed with Miss Tobin and y'all were crying together over Love Island.
I wonder if, you know.
Love Island, dude.
Dude, you don't know. It's a lot of time invested. Don't judge me.
I am judging you. Solf.
Mike Gesicki. He posts on Instagram. It's a marathon, not a sprint, with 3 zip face emojis. You know what that means? It means his actions are going to speak louder than his words.
Really?
Gooseys. Yeah, okay. That's what that means.
Can he get some of his teammates to feel the same way?
I don't know.
Maybe they won't drop the damn ball or they catch it.
Yeah, well, I would like it if he could stop the sprint towards his quarterback.
Maybe get a little chip in on your way out.
maybe.
Well, the problem is he's in a slot, so.
Because that's what we got Durham Smythe for. Yeah, Smythe is here to be the blocker.
Oh, man. They need to fix that.
And then I got another one that's Goosey's. All right.
What is that? What?
Markieff Morris, the good Morris. All right. He culture Morris. He posted a photo of the Heat practice facility. And what he put us with the caption of? The caption said, home. Goosey's. Ready to put in that work, Leroy. Ready to put in that work. Markieff
Morris.
Dude,
I think you need to go get that check.
What do you mean?
You need to go get your estrogen checked or something.
What are you talking about, man? You don't think that's great? That Markieff Morris is putting home.
I think you're a tad bit emotional at this moment. Did something
I'm
happen?
Not emotional.
Have you have a life
I'm not,
changing
I, no, this gave me, no, this gave me goosies that, before that I cried during Love Island.
You're tearing up and you're getting goosies.
No, you think you're so you're macho. Getting, you think you're so
up
macho.
In your feelings? Huh?
You're so macho.
I don't think I'm macho.
You're so macho. You like to be cuddled.
No, I'm. Who doesn't?
Well, you don't like. No. You don't like doing the cuddling.
Bye, Little Spoon. No,
Little Spoon.
I like the cuddling. I'm the cuddler.
No. We know you've been held.
Bye, Little Spoon.
Hey, but that's again.
Got that
that's with my wife.
You got that Little Spoon energy.
I'm not crying like you were when she held your hand.
Well, she held my hand after she saw the pool. I think she saw it.
Really?
Maybe she was just holding my hand. Maybe she was holding my hand because she was. Maybe she was emotional. She just needed. She just needed support.
I would say this: that me and your wife would have two very different reactions.
Hmm?
My wife would be like, "Are you crying?"
Nah, I don't think so. I think she'd like it.
No, what?
When Big Spoon comes in tomorrow, ask her if you cried during Love Island. Would she think that was sweet?
She would laugh.
I don't know.
Are you what?
I don't know. Tough to say.
You are like, okay. Okay.
When we come back, speaking of the Miami Heat, maybe a little bit of a development in the tampering charges case. We'll bring you that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mamas. If you listen to Zazzler today, you'll have another chance to win some tickets to see 311 at the I Think Amphitheater in West Palm. Those tickets courtesy of Live Nation. Also, sign up for the Rocket Mortgage Pro Football Pick'em. You turn your football picks into $10,000. You guys can enter by texting PICKS to 20357. That's PICKS to 20357, a $10,000 grand prize for the user with the highest score at the end of the year. And $1,000 weekly prize is based solely on that week's results. So check that on out. I wanted to get to this. So Heat training camp, Leroy, is 6 days away. The media day is next Monday. They start practices Tuesday. So basketball season is already here. It is already here. I'm very, very excited, as you can tell. You know I love the Heat.
Yep.
But we have one thing that reporters have some questions about, and that is one Zach Lowe, who let it be known that the investigation against the Miami Heat and Chicago Bulls for free agency still going on. And Lowe post, this was him and Bobby Marks talking about it, and he says that he's hearing punishments are coming.
No kidding, the league loves transactions. Dude, they moved the free agency deadline from midnight to 6 p.m. so we could have a television show, and now they're investigating teams for announcing deals at 6:01 p.m. so that we could talk about it on our television show. That investigation, by the way, no one's talking about it anymore. It's still going on, and there are rumblings that penalties are coming. I haven't been able to figure out if those rumblings are true, but just FYI, of course the league loves the transaction. This is like they know July is – well, what is normally July is the biggest month for NBA traffic, podcast listening, everything. It's bigger than the finals. It's bigger than the playoffs.
Well, you're right. I mean, and going back to the you know, the penalties, you know, I had heard even, you know, Josh Hart took a while to be signed, and I had heard that, you know, they were in a kind of a holding pattern because they weren't sure what penalties were going to come by. Did we need to use them maybe in a sign-in trade to recoup maybe a first-round pick or maybe multiple second-round picks? And
yeah, so there you go. So punishments are, I mean, really, they got to get over this whole thing. Punishments.
You can't.
Punishments.
Here's what I don't get. The system is actually set up to fail because under no circumstance can a contract be done without any conversation at 6:01. Can't be done.
Right.
So you already know this. And if you know this to be true, then don't have the period the way you have it set up. Or when somebody signs 1 minute that probably shouldn't be signing unless they had contact, then hold up on the trade.
Well, it's interesting that they say that the Josh Hart thing, because, you know, remember J.J. Redick was trying to throw shade at David Griffin saying that he thought he was the snitch. I still maintain it's Mark Cuban. Like, I still think it's Mark Cuban who was snitching because he's the only guy out of all of these teams who's not involved and really wanted Kyle Lowry. Like, he or another point guard to get next to Luka, and they really didn't have a crack at it. But he always stinks at free agency. Like, now you're going to start saying this is the line? Like, you always swing and miss, Mark Cuban. This is what we know. You try. For some reason, listen, everybody seems to love you. You wear your jeans. You think you're so hip and cool. You're on Shark Tank. Oh, people are going to love playing for me. You know, you hit the absolute jackpot when it comes to Euro players. You get Dirk Nowitzki. You follow that up with Luka Doncic. You're fat and sassy. But for some reason, you can't get free agents. No one wants to go there and play in Dallas, Leroy. Really weird thing. So he goes and he whines to the league. Pat Riley foiled me again. He got me. Kyle Lowry wanted to go to Miami. Like, really? This is what we have to do? A headache like this Mark Cuban? The only guy to lose a player. He signed a player, and then they held that player hostage, and he changed his mind. That's how much he stinks at free agency. That's how much he stinks at it. And I got to worry about this.
He's definitely been caught up in some stuff, too. So you can't really say, you know what I mean?
But if you don't remember, I mean, we actually did investigative journalism on this. And I don't know why Zach Lowe doesn't have the jump on this when it comes to the punishment. But we actually we were boots on the ground first on this story when it came to this between Pat Riley's conversations with the league.
Pat Riley here.
Pat, what's going on, man? It's Adam Silver. Good to talk to you.
I'm not all, you know, goosebumply and fuzzy haired.
Look, man, the reason I'm calling is, you know, we're getting some complaints from other owners in the league about, you know, guys getting Kyle Lowry, you know, crying about tampering. I'm not going to say any names, but let's just say his name rhymes with Schmark Mubin. They're upset. He made the cap space, Pat. Didn't even have a chance to get a pitch in at Kyle Lowry.
I think everybody needs to get a grip.
I'm looking at a real bind here, Pat. People want things to happen. They say you're up to your old tricks again.
No more smiling faces with hidden agendas.
Doesn't help that, you know, Lonzo Ball, that deal happened as well. You know, I got reporters tweeting things out before the deadline even starts.
Well, I wouldn't ever
tweeted out something like that.
No, of course not. I don't expect it. You know the kids these days. They're out there. They love to trend the tickety-tock and all that type of stuff.
You want to trend something? I'm pissed.
Tell me about it, Riles. Less shams bombs, more sham wow, am I right? Speaking of sham wow, we really got to clean this up, man. I mean, this could be a real obstacle going forward.
There's no obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
I don't know what the hell you just said, but really, what do you think I should do to fix this? Great, great. We'll just, we'll knock you a couple second rounders, call it a day. Maybe a little bit of a fine, put you in the tax.
That threshold. The tax threshold.
Mickey's good for it. Thanks for the talk, PR. Give my love to Andy. Yeah, I mean, get it. Yeah, get on your P's and Q's there, Zach Lowe. Broke that story months ago. You know, they won't credit us. You know, they don't look at us as, you know, quote unquote journalists. Whatever. I swear to God, though, if I see anything more than a second round pick for this, you are going to hear from me, Adam Silver. Okay? We need our first round picks for whaling. All right? So I better not see any first round picks get taken. All right? Lord knows Pat spends those willy-nilly himself. So nothing more than a second rounder. You hear me, Silver? Need my ammunition, Leroy. For a disgruntled Damian Lillard.
Oh, a second rounder will get it done.
I you know, that's all you can take. You can't just be taking the war chest in case Bradley Beal finally decides I'm finally sick of Washington. So just keep that in mind, okay, Silver? Oh, we gotta make an example. Why? Who's upset about this other than crybaby Mark Cuban? Who's upset? Who doesn't like tampering in the NBA? They love it. They can't help themselves. There's been two people mad about it ever. Mark Cuban now and Dan Gilbert because he lost LeBron like a dope. Nobody else gets mad about this stuff. I mean, does Pat Riley have a history of this? You know, they negated the Juwan Howard. Yes. Yeah, but those were years ago, Leroy. Or we're always going to bring up, oh, Pat Riley's up to chicanery because of Juwan Howard.
You never bring it up until there's situations that mimic those issues that you've had in the past.
Then
all that's fair game.
Doesn't a man get to change his reputation? We just always got to go back.
By not doing anything similar to what we had a problem with.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, I can't help it. Kyle Lowry wanted to be here. He lied to me. I mean, he did it enough to lie to me on a Zoom call where he's like, oh, I've never spoken to Pat Riley. Sure you didn't. Okay.
Now, I will say this, that it's kind of hard for one owner to point out another one, especially Mark Cuban, when he's basically been in the same situations in years past.
Yeah, he never gets free agents. Like, now he's fed up. I think because he feels the pressure on Luka. He knew Dirk wasn't going to leave. Luka might leave. Not now. Not next year. But down the line, Leroy.
And let me guess who's on the list.
Well, you know who I saw hanging out with, you know, I saw on Instagram, Leroy. I saw Gogi hanging out with Jimmy Butler's agent. Wink. You know how these things are done?
Jimmy Butler, his agent.
Yep. But that's who these, that's where these, you know what we call that, Leroy? Back channels. And so Jimmy's agent, who's lovely, you know, loved our Jim VP campaign, Leroy. He said, he says to Gogi, so what's up, man? How long are you going to be in Toronto? He goes, I don't know, buddy. If I'm honest, hopefully not too long. And I can go to Dallas. He goes, well, let's just say Jimmy Butler, or should we say as a code word, we'll just call him Buckets, says, complete the mission. Wink. I got you. Say no more. What does the kids say these days? Say less, body. Do you think Gogi's ever ended a conversation with say less?
No. No. A guy who spills the beans is not the guy that's saying say less.
Oh, I miss him. Oh, I miss him so much.
He hasn't technically been gone yet.
I can't wait for that game when he comes back here, whenever it is. If it's Dallas or Toronto, I'm going to give him the biggest standing ovation. I'm going to, you know, I'll put my credential to the side. I'm not going to do it next to Ira either. He'll judge me.
You know what else starts pretty soon? Hockey.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
That means another year of Bobrovsky.
Why do you have to say it like that? It's his birthday this week. You know, it's a great year, a new year. I don't, you know.
Was he 35, 36?
I think he's 32. I think my boy, 32? Let me see my guy, Bob. I didn't even get him anything this year. Kind of embarrassing. But what do you get to the man who has everything? He just turned 33 years old.
I buy him one of those big-ass foam gloves. Maybe you can stop the puck with this.
You know what you are? Can I tell you something? You know what you are? You're what, not nice.
A bad goalie hater?
You're not nice.
A bad goalie hater?
You're being very rude to my friends.
No, I'm not. Okay, I'll tell you what. Here's how life works. If I've said anything that wasn't accurate, if I complained about anything that he didn't do, you let me know. Exactly.
Let's take a break, huh? You know, I mean, this guy, he's always up here with his judging and his statements. You know, he kicking a guy down during his birthday week. I wouldn't do that. I'd at least let him enjoy his cake. You know,
really,
Leroy's hitting here, slapping the spoon out of Bob's mouth when he's just trying to have a nice little buttercream frosting. Very strange.
He's got butter, all right, but it ain't on the right part of his body because everything just slips right past him.
Back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm on vacation every single day because I love my occupation.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. You should go and change it. We got Zazzle coming up after us. If you missed any of our show today, download the Tobin and Leroy podcast. It'll be up for you on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are available. Four episodes at least for you up every single day. Marcos is heading out on vacation. Excited, man?
Super excited, man.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people, though, like whether it's my birthday or a trip or Christmas, don't talk to me months before. Like, oh, it's almost there. Let me know. Like, as I'm boarding the plane, I'm like, huh, you know what?
Now you feel it.
It's about to be fun.
Yeah. I got you.
Going to the Grand Canyon?
Let's go to the Grand Canyon.
It's a small stop.
It's one of the wonders of the world, Leroy.
It's a small stop.
You know? How did it get there?
Have you ever been in the Grand Canyon?
No interest. It's a stupid rock.
Is it
who cares?
Boring? Okay. Is that
what I mean, it's honestly,
it's not a rock.
It's a dumb rock. Who cares? Are there animals there? If there's a roadrunner there, I'll be happy.
This is fine.
If I see the coyotes.
Oh, dude, when you go golfing, then, I know I'm a child, right? So you see all these roadrunners on golf courses in Vegas, right? And what do you have to do when you go by a roadrunner? Beep, beep. So every time I pass one, so the guy I'm golfing with, he goes, really with that again? I said, if you really want to impress me, get Wile E. Coyote.
I love it. I mean, not judging me, man. Rockstar Extra says, Tobin thinks your birthday month can go to hell, Marcos.
I know, man. Jeez.
Oh, man. Oh, by the way, I want to give an update on something. This was really cool. So we were talking about during Rats Off a Ship, Jazz Chisholm during Rats Off a Ship. We mentioned that yesterday the Nationals pitcher, Josh Rogers, he hit him with the Euro step. That's what Jazz Chisholm does when he scores his home runs. He does a Euro step on the home plate. And Jazz Chisholm, somebody tweeted this out. He goes, if you give a little Euro step celebration, be prepared to receive one back. And Jazz Chisholm goes, I love it. This is a guy who has fun playing baseball, not a stick in the mud.
It.
Like the rest of you bums.
He's not getting all sensitive with you because, you know, you one-upped him on that occasion.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy's great. I love Jazz Chisholm. Shining light in a terrible season. Him and Sandy and Jesus Sanchez. Three lights.
What happened to our young guy, our first rounder? Is he nowhere near?
Which one?
Just the one from... What, Vanderbilt just now?
JJ Bleday? Oh, no, you're talking about Khalil Watson.
Yeah, he's in like he's doing like baby minor leagues this year. You know, like they sent him to Jupiter. That's it. Schmeithen's
asking. What about JJ Blade?
It's been all right.
They made it sound like he was ready.
They did. They did. But he, well, he, remember, he, you know, he missed, he didn't get any minor leagues last year. They were just playing in the backyard, basically, in Jupiter. So, I tell you what, though, you know what? I'm closing on this. So, this smart guy, you know, this Leroy Horde, he's been here. Oh, he's shaming Tyler Hero. He's got no muscles. But I was reading in the Miami Herald today. So, they were interviewing Bill Foran, who's been the Heat's strength and conditioning coach for apparently 33 years, retiring, right?
Yep.
And he let it be known, Tyler Hero has completely transformed his body. Listen to this. Quote, he is totally dedicated to the weight room. His body has transformed. He will be a much better athlete. He's up to 10 pounds, up 10 pounds, most of it muscle. He's in great shape. He's stronger now, more powerful. He'll be able to defend better and fight through screens.
All of this is true. I never questioned any of this. All I questioned was, you calling a 6'5", 200-pound guy swole. That's it. That's what this was all about. So you could put whatever little twist you want on it, right? I'm telling you exactly what I meant. 6'5", 200 pounds is not swole.
Dedicated,
that's still
dude.
Skinny as hell.
Dedicated. He's sculpting himself.
All accurate.
Sculpting.
Never questioned any of that. I sometimes wonder, what show are you doing?
What are you doing?
Because I'm just saying, some of the stuff you say, I say, there you go. Look.
Look at this guy.
There you go. Him. He looks like a rock star from the 80s.
Oh, man. Fantastic. I'm excited. You think Tua's going to be out of practice today, Leroy? I'm nervous.
No.
Nervous I'm going to go there. I'm not going to see Tua.
No. No, no, no. No practice today.
Tomorrow? Diagnose him. Give me a diagnosis, Dr. Horde.
It's all about pain, dude. Like, it's like, and it's hard the closer you get to a guy that uses his core all the time, like a pulled muscle or a strain or a bruised rib is going to affect a quarterback more than will an offensive lineman. So, but here's what you don't want. You don't want to rush him back so that it lingers. You know what I mean? Cause you still need some time to let things happen. Now, if none's broken and it's a little sore, I give him a couple. I give him an extra day.
Right?
Isn't just that, to let it settle.
Isn't that what they did for what's his face last year? Tyrod Taylor. Then were they supposed to inject him and then they missed?
And they poked him in the lung,
yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. So
something like that.
I hope they don't have that Chargers doctor.
No. Oh gosh! It's more painful than people think. One of the biggest misconceptions in sports injuries, right? When you see the message, nothing structural, right? So you immediately think, he's all right. No, no, no. That just means that he's not out for a substantial amount of time. Just because no ribs are broken doesn't mean he's not experiencing some serious pain.
Yeah. Gotta think though he's gonna be like he definitely doesn't want to miss it because I know that he knows that narrative is gonna be a thing if he sits out.
I'll let you be Flo.
It's already started.
Wait, I'll let you be Flo.
Yep.
And after seeing what you saw with that offensive line, are you in a rush to rush to a back?
I mean, look, they're coming off a week where they scored. Like you could say, people could say, "Oh, Jacoby Brissett looked better," you know. He could say after the game, "Oh, I feel like I'm a starter." He scored 0 points.
It's not because of the quarterback, though.
Fine, but they scored 0 points.
I know, but okay. And why was that? Because all of a sudden, dudes can't catch and they're dropping the ball in the red zone.
It was a horrible game.
And stuff like that. I get they didn't score 0 points, and I get that. People, look, the greatest job in any profession, right? This is the best job to have, is backup quarterback. Because when you go in, everybody wants you. Nobody ever says, damn, Jacoby Brissett got to come in the game. They're like, well, at least we got Jacoby Brissett.
Right.
Right?
The only person who's going against that grain right now is Nick Foles, because they booed the hell out of him during that preseason game.
I've never seen it. I think he thinks that he's a little bit better. Did they cut him? He's still on the team?
I have no idea.
Because, like, the conversation between Rhett Rifle and Justin Fields, and, like, is Nick Foles still there?
Yeah, he's still there. He's on the roster.
Wow.
Uncomfortable. Yeah, very uncomfortable.
They're paying him a lot of money, too.
Oh, yeah. That's that Jaguars money. He's still getting paid it.
Wow.
Yeah. Tom Coughlin stunk at this.
Huh?
He did. He did. Crazy old man. It hurts me to say.
Nick Foles, I would have never wanted Nick Foles.
They made such a big deal out of it.
Disgusting. I mean, Jared Goff, I mean, he's showing me a little bit, right? Carson Wentz, like, you know exactly what you're getting with Carson Wentz. Who's more injury prone, Carson Wentz or Tua?
I got to go Carson Wentz right now, just because the resume is longer.
First of all, hey, Marcos, you know how you send us texts every now and then? Please explain this.
Yep.
Well, I would like you to explain something for me.
Uh-oh.
How does a professional athlete, a guy who spent his whole life being athletic, a guy who won a Super Bowl running Eagles special?
Philly special,
right? Roll up both his ankles on the same play.
He didn't really.
Is he hog-tied like a goat? Well, what the hell?
Not enough llama.
You know how hard that is?
He doesn't have those flat ankles like you, dude.
No. Both ankles on the same play.
It's crazy.
Think about that. Like, that's assault, dude. That's assault. That ain't a tackle. That's assault. Like, they must have been just turning on his ankle like this. Both ankles? You can never say you're not injury prone if you can hurt both your ankles on the same play.
I agree. That's a rule. If he had a web,
just
toes,
imagine.
Probably
what if you
hurt.
Broke both of your thumbs in the same play? You're thinking, how is that even possible? Both ankles? And you say you're not injury prone? Bad break? I'd say.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. See ya.
Hope you mother have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.